This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Kind of Funny podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Nick Scarpino, alongside it's Christmas time, Joey Noel.
Can we get the chat up? We have the old chats up.
Just, you see the respect I get?
The intro rolls out, just like completely ignored.
Just steamrolled my intro.
It could have been slash, could have been a general.
Man, I'll tell you what, there's already an energy here. Before we even started this podcast.
Chat up.
It's an important thing.
Like, somebody, fucking crazy. Somebody woke up, put in their earbuds. They're like, "Oh man, a new episode of the Kind of Funny podcast." And the first thing they hear is, "Hey, can we get the chat up?"
Let me just say, I've struggled today. Today's been rough. Well, I don't think this is too much information. Woke up this morning. The last couple days, I've brushed my teeth. I've gotten dressed, and I've dribbled on it. I'm like, "Fuck, I can't do this anymore." I'm a grown-ass adult. It's like, gotta make sure that I don't do that today. So my brain's like, "Oh, you're brushing your teeth. Make sure you're not wearing the clothes you're gonna wear today." What did my brain do? Take off your pants. All of a sudden, I'm just brushing my teeth and I'm no pants on. Then walked out of my house without my glasses.
Without my glasses.
I was like, "What am I doing? Like, I can't drive anywhere. It's been a rough day."
I mean,
I delayed an hour, so I understand.
That voice you're hearing, of course, is Blessing Adeoye Jr. joining the podcast it's been a while since you've been on this podcast.
It's been like 2 weeks.
It's been 2 weeks.
Okay. Well, we did the next gen takeover a few weeks ago. We did the call-in.
I don't count that.
We did a whole call-in thing. You wish you had that idea.
A call-in thing?
Yeah. We had like voicemails and we had people like send in their dumbest thing that they ever done.
Oh, I love everything about that.
Yeah, it was really fun.
My favorite were the comments being like, "I think I'm gonna skip this one this week."
That was the top comment.
It was the top comment every time I host the podcast. Also, ladies and gentlemen, rounding out the quartet is Roger Picorni.
Blessing, remember the time we played footsie together in a meeting?
Why don't you bring that up?
This is my favorite recent story.
It's just a.
I want to hear all about that. Before I do, I want to thank our Patreon producers, Nathan Lamothe, James Hastings, and Casey Andrew. Thank you so much for supporting us on this channel. And of course, today's episode is brought to you by Shady Rays, but we're going to get to that a little bit later. There's three things we now have to unpack.
Okay. A lot of things.
And I want, who's in the chat? Melissa, you have to keep.
I'm surprised you can read it.
Well, I'm assuming it's Melissa.
Kevin, make the chat bigger.
Is Mike on the pod today?
I'm sitting here just like fucking like squinting. And
yeah,
I'm like,
it's pretty small.
It's really small font.
It's because I've seen Melissa Stanley in the chat so much that I recognize Madeline. That's the problem.
M's there, it all goes together.
I've seen Madeline's name so much, I recognized it, but I couldn't quite make out the face. I just saw the shape of it.
Yeah.
Madeline, this is on you.
No, it's Melissa Hagler, Madeline.
Thank you. That's where the disconnect came in. We got to talk about footsie. We got to talk about the Roger wanted to be an interior designer get rid of all of these just disgusting.
Just getting rid of things.
I'm with you on that.
We can unpack that.
But before we talk about any of that, ladies and gentlemen, I gotta know what's going on with Roger's jacket.
God, I fucking hate everybody. I hate everybody
this
in this company. Let's
amazing.
Do it. All right, I love this jacket. This is given to me by my Blade. Girlfriend.
Did you say Blade?
Yeah.
Blade.
Wesley Snipes. When he was selling everything for his taxes, I picked that one up. No, this is given to me by my girlfriend. It was a hand-me-down from her father, then her mother wore it, and then now she wore it, and she was like, Lance is like, "This is too big for me." So now I'm wearing it. So I think I'm pulling it off.
This is a family heirloom.
So put your hands down to your side. I mean, I think you're pulling this off. I think this fits you nicely. This is a nice looking leather blazer. For audio listeners, it is a legit 3-button leather blazer.
It's got the lapels.
Early 2000s when 3-button was super. Nice lapel. Cut to you. Sleeves could be a little bit longer, but what I'll say about it is this. Because they're so short, I do feel like I could buy a fake Rolex off of you in New York. You know, I feel like you're going to sell me something that I know is fake, but in my brain, I'm going to be like, I'm just going to buy it for now.
Yeah, I got the stamp approval from Nick. Blessing, you talk your shit.
First of all, Nick's not the stylish one in this crew, all right?
Which one of us
we're getting shots all over the place.
Let's break down your fucking outfit right now.
I showed up to work, mm-hmm. like somebody who's working at Kind of Funny.
Yeah.
Place to make
Wait, what does that mean? Zero thought given to their ensemble at all.
Okay, well, actually, this brings up a very...
Blessing's not dressing for the job he wants. He's dressing for the job he has.
Thank you. And also, while we're on the topic, because Kevin mentioned my mic, I don't know how these mics work.
What do you mean?
How do I move this?
Bend it. Yeah,
you gotta just kind of it's got a little.
Oh, there we go. There you okay, go. You're cool. Good.
How did you not know how that worked?
Well, because Blessing's
they have
defense,
a little tension.
There's a lot of tension on this. It's really hard to actually get them to move.
I rarely use these mics. When I was sitting at my desk, because I have a standing desk, I was like, I looked
to
my left.
You guys are playing footsie, now you're holding hands.
I looked to my left, and I just see Roger wearing this leather jacket, which I've never seen him wear a leather jacket before. And something about it just caught me very off guard.
It got you angry.
It did get me a little bit angry. At first, I complimented you, and I think I was angry at myself for complimenting you. And I'm not taking a second to like do the full analyze. Because you're also, you got the graphic tee tucked in also.
This
and
is my thing.
I just can't rock with the tucked in graphic tees.
Let's talk about that for a little bit. Because I've been tucking in my tees, and I like it.
You're a tee tucker.
I'm a tee tucker.
You're a tee tucker. I know that about you.
I'm a, what was it, a gargle gutties? What are we?
Gargle gangster?
Oh, the gargle I'm a gargle gangster.
You're
and
a water
I'm a
boy. Yeah. Yeah. For water boys.
Hydration water Nation.
Boy. So, yeah. No, I don't know.
A lot yesterday.
I just feel like
a GTA trailer came out.
There was a lot that happened yesterday.
Yeah, that buried all the good news from yesterday.
Yeah, we ate mac and cheese. Everyone loved it.
It was great.
My tucking of my shirt, I think, really kind of elevates where I want to be in my life. You know what I mean? Like, I'm looking to 2024.
Do you have a vision board?
I want to have one. I want to have them? One.
Let's make your vision board right now.
My vision board, first things first, would be a vision board.
Okay. So starting off, you're like, we need the vision. We need the board.
We need the actual board. We need the board that board. We need to
buy
one.
We have a cork
one.
Board here.
That's huge. Okay. We'll check that off the list.
We have to take down the Mountain Dew ranking off of it, but we have one. Yeah.
And then I just want to be like, I just want to have my mind in order. You know what I mean? I want to just kind of be elevated, and I want to kind of have like that late 30s energy at the age of 25. And that's what I'm looking for. And I think that kind of having a tucked graphic tee from Target.
With a leather jacket.
And Under Armour shoes, I think,
is really,
really elevated.
To me, it's everything. Yeah. Everything is perfect because it's the Under Armour shoes that really complete the ensemble, right? It's like you've got three quarters of the way down and you're like, I just don't care anymore about what's
going on. But here's like, I'm wearing some nicer socks than usual. I have like I bought like my socks in bulk, so I was just wearing like the same type of sock for like.
If you
last,
find something
like, year.
You like, I'm all for buying a lot of it or buying in a lot of different colors.
But here's the thing: I think
how
I'm
many
just,
did you buy?
I bought a lot. I bought like 40 pairs or something. Like, something crazy. I don't know why.
That's
I bought
a lot of socks.
I bought a lot, but then here's the issue: I don't even like them that much. Like they create holes like all the time. Like my big toe would just be sticking out all the time. So I don't know what's happening. So.
You got a sharp little big toe.
Yeah, no, it's because I'm running in these also. So I don't have any. I don't have any.
Well, you're
difference.
Running in your nice socks.
Yeah, well, just I just
I don't have think a,
can,
nice
can
socks.
Can I tell you what I have at home? Actually, what? I don't know if I have them anymore because sometimes stuff just disappears from my house. I don't ask
the
questions.
Effect.
The Danielle effect, right? But you know, I ordered a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away, like a 50 pack of those athletic white socks.
Yeah.
The ones, just the big puffy old man socks that people make fun of me for. If I have some, I'll bring those to you because I love working out.
I think
out
that's
are they
what
new
you need
or
to
they
work
used?
In those.
They're brand new. I've gone through, I don't change my socks out that much. As you guys know, I take my socks off and hang them up on a hook. And I wore them
no
multiple
way.
Days.
I was like,
in a row.
No way.
Yeah, this is Nick Lore.
No way.
I do.
Nick Lore.
I don't know why. I don't understand. Like, I don't have stinky feet. Let me just preface that.
Sure.
My feet, and Kevin has done a smell check on my feet multiple times. I don't sweat. My feet don't sweat. I have other people in my sphere where, like, they take the shoe off. You're like, oh, my God, get that thing away from me. My shoes, fresh as the day they rolled out of the Foot Locker.
Mm.
Okay.
So if we ever have to do a shoey in Australia, we're picking Nick.
What's a shoey?
When you take a shot out of someone's shoes.
Don't do that. That's just disgusting. Don't do that, period. But yes, you should pick me. For
but
sure.
Also, wouldn't it just like go inside of the sneaker?
It's going to saturate the sneaker.
I don't know the logistics.
Or do they
I've
wear like it's
it.
Like a leather boot or something?
Long story short, I don't go through socks that often because
how,
I wear them.
How much are you, or how many times are you re-wearing the socks?
If it's in a given week, I'm re-wearing the socks 3 or 4 times.
That's a lot.
Are you doing the smell test ever? Because if you're going through these fucking socks and you're like wearing them 3, 4 times a week.
I don't have to do.
There's no shot.
I don't have to do a smell check because I have this thing called a wife. Okay.
That's true.
Nick's done a lot of explaining about having a wife today.
Every once in a while goes through and just kills things. You know what I mean? Yeah. She just puts a bullet in whatever t-shirt that I used to love that's gone. That had Greg's stupid face on it. The Coke shirt. Ugh, R.I.P.
And the yellow one.
No, she does. I check them. I'm checking these things here and there.
Big win.
Is she throwing them away with all your permission? Or is this like, I'm going to double check with Nick?
She'll double check everyone.
Okay.
But again, there's a way of saying that she's checking, but it's not really checking. Right, she goes, hey, well, how do we feel about the shirt? That's the question that says, I'm throwing the shirt out whether you like it or not. I'm giving you the faint, like, kind of perception that you have power over this, but really, this shirt's not long for this.
Do you ever push back?
That's how it's gonna go.
You ever, like, hey, this is
I do say that sometimes, and then she goes, okay, and then she keeps a counter of how long it's been since last I wore that shirt. You know, it's been 3 months since you wore that shirt last, just saying. And I go ahead and throw it out. And she's like, it's already gone. I already threw it out. What I'm saying to you is I have some socks for you if you want. I can bring those for you. Athletic
Thank you.
Socks. Now, are you when you go to the gym, do you want to see? See, Blessing's got the sock right now on.
Yeah. See.
Where he's got just a little pop of the sock, but it's the short sock.
Oh, yeah.
Which I always used to prefer when I wore what he's got, like a van style shoe.
I'm just always scared of that. I feel like it just gets so dirty. I don't know.
They get dirty.
Yeah, I don't know. Just like white socks specifically. Like, because I've walked around in a house with white socks, like a house that isn't like as clean as you want it to be. And it's like, oh, this is gross. And you see how dirty the floor is. And it's like, that just grosses me out.
See,
I don't want to know.
We're unpacking this now. Now but this
then
is a global
wouldn't
issue.
You rather want to know that the floor is dirty so you can clean it rather than walking around undeterminedly dirty dark socks?
Where does everyone come down
like
on wearing your shoes in your house?
No.
Right? So if you have, that was a trick question. Because the answer is no, of course.
Okay, I was scared about what you were going to say.
Right?
Yeah.
The reality is, if you're walking around in someone's house and you're all white socks, and you look down and they're disgusting, you need to get out of the house and never go back in there. Because they're wearing their poop-filled shoes in every room of that house, and there's just poop particles everywhere.
Mm.
Right? You're walking around San Francisco, you got poop on your shoe. You bring your shoe into my house, you take that shoe off, you leave it outside if you can. Yeah.
But I think that's just kind of also inevitable. Like poop shooting out of your toilet in the little particles when you flush.
That's true.
I'll tell you what, every once in a while, I get ready. I put my shoes on last thing and I go, fuck, I forgot something in my room. Like, I'll forget my phone and it's by my bed.
I know that feeling.
Fuck.
What do I do? Do I do the little. Ooh.
You tiptoe.
For some reason, I run. Like, if I get the thing faster, it's going to be less germs.
It's less contact with the floor.
Yeah.
Less time for dirt to transfer.
I love that we know better, but then like we still do those things in private. Like, totally thought that was just a me thing, but I love that we all do that.
Oh, yeah.
Like that's I did that this morning.
Well, I think we're all exactly the same human being at this point.
Exactly.
Ladies and gentlemen, of course, if you didn't know, this is the Kinda Funny podcast where each and every week, three, sometimes four best friends gather around this table, each bringing fun topics for your viewing and auditory pleasure. Roger, we've talked about this coat. I think I'm going to render a verdict on this.
You render it.
I like it.
Thank you.
Wow. I'm into it. It's bold, and it strikes a nice stark contrast with the shoes.
So what do you think about the shoes? Let's talk about that.
The shoes, I think, I don't know. And here's my question, because I don't know what's cool in like Gen Z shoes anymore.
Oh, I don't know either.
Right? For a while, it was like those big, chunky dad shoes that were happening, in which case I would be like, hey, congratulations, you crushed it. Those look like a middle-aged man's shoes. But now I think it's like loafers are in.
Yes.
So I feel like if you did a loafer with this outfit with absolutely no sock or like an all white sock, like MJ used to do back in the day.
Which one?
Michael Jackson.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I think you could really crush this.
See, were you thinking Michael Jordan?
Yeah. I was like, which one? Which one are we talking about? I think when it comes to also my vision board, we're talking about the vision board. We're talking about the future, what I want to be. I think I've accepted it because I just appreciate a shoe that is comfortable. Like a Skecher more than anything.
Yeah.
Like, fuck, if I could just wear Skechers all day, like, I would totally do it without being bullied. But, like, I know I'll be bullied.
Are you going to be bullied for wearing?
Bullying
I mean,
you.
I got bullied this morning by a certain person sitting right next to me about wearing a jacket.
First of all, I didn't get into the afternoon.
It was noon.
Secondly, it was mainly the blazer.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm not going to bully over your shoes.
If I wore Skechers, you wouldn't bully me?
No.
What if it was like hot pink Skechers?
Because I'm also like, I mean,
I would be stoked.
I mean, if it was hot pink, I might be on your side because that's actually pretty sick. I like statements, right? Like, I like that type of stuff. I'm also not one to judge about shoes because my shoe game isn't the best.
Yeah.
Like every now and then, if I'm like going to an event, I might pop off with shoes. But just on my regular day to day, like these are new shoes that I just got off of ASOS, and they're the most like basic black shoe I could find.
Yeah, those are some Keds, but
yeah,
like
Keds
shoes. But I love a Ked, but I usually go all white.
Yeah, and like I got this mainly because I was like, well. The shoes I have gotten dirty. So I just need to replace the
shoes
that I
have. Is this your daily driver, or is this kind of like the...
Daily driver? Like the thing I'm wearing every day? I think so. Yeah. I think I might start rocking this more. Is that judgmental, or is that like a...
Well, you'll never know.
No,
you'll
I like a Ked. I think it's a good look.
What's a Ked?
Casual.
Is it just
Ked was a brand of shoe back in the day that was that style.
Okay.
But a lot of shoemakers have made that. Like Vans make something very similar, but they're probably a little bit
thicker sole.
Yeah, thicker sole, maybe a little bit that sort of mock toe doesn't go quite as far back. But yeah, Keds was like, I want to say 80s, early 90s Keds were the bomb. Yeah, that's a Ked right there. Very just simple.
It's just those little, like only kind of a couple little eyelets.
Shoe. Yeah.
Gotcha. Really I just associate it with Vans. I just think that that's a Van shoe.
I don't know who came first, the Van or the Ked. I'm assuming that, you know, it's always just sort of like, yeah, we can look it up right now. We've got the power of Kevin.
Roger, the only shoe that I would make fun of you for wearing to work are Crocs.
But that's the thing.
But
with
I know that
this
I know
outfit,
that,
the Croc would be wrong.
And I know that with the kids.
Shut the fuck up, Nick. There's no
bro, let me tell you something
the
right
Gen
now.
The Gen Zers, they love Crocs.
You're just egging me on so then you could just fucking make a podcast headline.
No, it's not. And for sure, the name of this podcast episode is not going to be Let's Make Fun of Roger's Jacket. It's not going to be that.
Never.
Okay, Kevin, please write that down. It's gonna be Roger,
quick,
I'm going to need
it's over 100 years old, which I'm sure is newer than
Vans. Vans, I want to say, is like 70s. Got started.
I'm a Vans.
That's like 100 years old.
Keds?
That's insane.
That's wild.
Nothing should be that old, right? Yeah. No company should last that long.
The Converse shoes is probably older.
Like, this is what they were wearing back then? I guess it would have been different.
I mean, it's not the exact same thing.
This is the brand.
Kevin, we're going to need a history of Keds real quick. Can you bring that back up?
Aren't the white ones, like, universally used by nurses all
no.
over?
No. You know it's used by nurses now? Crocs.
No.
Crocs. No, for real.
I'm going to say something right now at the risk of being judged by Blessing, because I can already see him staring.
You feel it in your heart.
I want a pair of Crocs.
Fuck yes, dude.
I'm not that judgmental toward Crocs. I think Crocs are kind of chill, actually. As long as you
have Crocs.
But what about?
This sounds like a man that has secret Crocs at home.
No, I
shame Crocs.
Can you bring up like an image of Crocs? Because I growing up, I had like Airwalk.
And bring up also, if you can, Kevin, the Crocs with the fuzzy insides. Because that's what I'm trying to.
So my D just got it. And we're going down the rabbit hole now. Yeah. These are incredible.
Yeah, I had a version of these as a kid that were like Airwalk versions.
Fire, dude.
Like the generic Crocs.
Wait, are you telling me that Danielle has Crocs?
No, she doesn't have Crocs. We haven't gone that far yet. But she did just get Birkenstocks that have the shearling inside.
Oh, yeah.
The closed-toe Birks that have the shearling inside.
Oh, the G-Tap hair special.
Dude, I'm so jealous of these. Now, I have gone down the Birkenstock rabbit hole, which I know I dare to say because I don't want to get judgment from any of that. But I've gotten the rubber, like, Birkenstocks they sell at Nordstrom, and they're the most comfortable thing I've ever worn.
I don't hate on Birks.
I love
I think
them.
That's the sign that I've lived in San Francisco for.
Can we pull up an image of Birkenstocks? I think I know what you're talking about, but
they're
I
like
also
the
don't.
Can
we
pull up Birkenstock,
sandals?
Like all, I guess all rubber or all plastic? I don't even know what they are. While he's doing that. I'm loving them, man. I tell you what. Let's see.
Okay.
That's a Birk, but they sell like a $30 or $40 version of these. These are expensive.
Can we talk about the second ones?
With the feet?
Yeah.
That's awesome. That's what if I pull up those?
No, that's not a Birkenstock. That's a... probably plastic. Type in plastic.
So are you rocking these with socks?
Yeah, 100%. And I'm rocking them at the Trader Joe's. And man, I thought these are them right there. So I love these. You know what?
They're better when they're not in brown.
Honestly, that purple's cute as hell.
I can see Leanza wearing.
Yeah, that's exactly. Honestly, dude, like that's the birthday gift. Don't tell.
I have the green ones right there. So go down, run. Those are the ones
which
I have right there.
Also feel very hairy.
I freaking love these things. I used to wear flip flops for the longest time because this is a SoCal guy. Flip-flops
were you a rainbows
like,
kind of guy?
I was a rainbows guy.
Oh, you got to go to San Clemente.
I would get a brand new pair of rainbows, and I would wear them immediately in the pool so that they formed my foot. Let them dry out. They were the most comfortable thing ever. But I lost my middle toe. You know, the gap in your toe. Stick with me. The gap in your toe fortitude that you need for a flip-flop. You got to build that callus up.
Yeah.
So now when I wear these flip-flops, it wears holes in between my toes. I can't wear them anymore. So I went back to the Birkenstock, and I'll tell you what. What the fuck was I thinking with these rainbows? Birkenstock, the way to go from here on out.
Yeah.
Not only are they great at the pool, you can wear them in, you can wear them out, you slide in, you slide out. You can also wear them with socks at the Trader Joe's. Is it embarrassing when one of your friends from comedy sees that and they make fun of you every single time you go to a show with them?
Yeah. With socks is interesting, but I don't know that Nick's bare toes just hanging out is
yeah, it's not the movie. Oh,
you guys, he's the only person up there has a rating of 5 on that foot website.
But it's because he keeps them encased in the socks.
That's true.
Ensconced, one might say.
Could you imagine the reveal that Nick was missing a middle toe? Like, if he just casually dropped that and we're like, no way, and he took off his shoe.
Maybe one of those things where, like, would you be surprised if I told you I was missing, like, 3 fingers on my right hand? You've just never noticed.
No, we would notice.
I might not notice.
Blessing would not notice.
I might not notice.
Blessing didn't realize, he realized on a Next Gen podcast when Barrett shaved his head that Barrett wears hats all the time. He was just like, you wear hats? You're the hat guy? What? I never noticed that.
Listen, I'm not one to, like, just, you know, stare at people's clothing choices and judge them for that.
That's the funniest shit you've ever said.
Here's what I really want to know. Who is then the best dressed in the office? Who has the best
style? No, we're not doing
that. You know what's really fun? Like, let's just do the podcast right now. Who's the best dressed? Because I think 3 of you guys are very well styled.
See, my thing is that I think I was doing well for a while. I lost all the weight, and then I just have no clothes, right? So I'm just fighting for my fucking life. I go into that closet. I keep every 3 months, I throw out 3 garbage bags full of clothing that does not fit me anymore. Now I just have Target shirts and fucking jackets from Lanza's dad. I don't know what I'm doing.
You still wear oversized stuff because the oversized look is still in.
But now we're getting into like the realness of it all, where it's like, oh, fuck, I look in the mirror and I'm like, I don't want to feel like the old me, right? I don't want to look like the new me, right?
See, I like a lot of stuff that I have in my current wardrobe. I just want to lose 20 pounds so it actually looks good on me. Because I've gained so much weight over the last like 2 years. I'm just like, I had a watershed moment like last weekend where I stepped on the scale and I was above 200 for the first time. And I was like, oh, fuck, man, that's it. Got to dial that back down. Can't do it. Back to the question at hand. Blessing, obviously, are you going to put yourself at number one?
Honestly, I was going to go either you or Tim.
Whoa.
You think me?
Yeah.
Interesting.
I've never had a moment where I looked at Nick and I'm like, what is that? Like, what's Nick wearing? I feel like you have a pretty good handle on like clothes that look good on you. Also, just clothes that look good in general.
Would you like me to send you a picture of me in these Birkenstocks with socks?
Yes, please.
Okay.
Yes, please.
That'll be sent to you.
Oh, like what an image without socks.
Thank you. I'm just going to send you my socks. You're just going to get my stinky socks.
What I appreciate about most people at Kinda Funny is that they have like a very distinct style. Mm. Like, you know, if you see something in a store, you're like, that's a Nick thing. That's a Tim thing. That's an Andy thing.
Yeah.
I haven't figured out what your thing is yet.
Me neither, Joey. Okay. I think
Roger's thing.
Katie and I are working on Mike's thing. We got him this cool jacket from Costco yesterday.
Oh,
pretty cool.
Mike is impossible to nail down though, because
he's like a little Ken doll we get to play with.
He bails on.
Not like that.
Oh boy.
No, we get to play dress up with. How about that?
But the problem with Mike is that he doesn't stick to a thing.
I know.
Do you remember when he really walked hard in and announced, "Hey everyone, I'm into like the workman style now." Mm-hmm. He got the Carhartt overalls, but he bought them in the wrong size, and I was like, "He's gonna stop wearing those in a week." The jacket's dope, but he needed like an extra large for the overalls. And the second he started wearing, I was like, he's not gonna wear those ever. Because he buys shit too small. It's no knocking against Mike, but he buys shoes too small. He buys the pants too small.
Yeah.
And then he buys 2 of every 100 Thieves sweatshirt that he can get his hands on.
Yeah.
Do you
too small.
Think that he's just not trying it on?
Yes.
Save time, right?
Yeah.
I don't mean to
but
say
then
that.
But then when Katie and I go shopping with him, we make him try it on in the store.
It's so good.
Roger and I have done this too.
Yeah. When?
Like just when we, before the wedding. When
I went. Yeah. 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 No, that's he did. Yeah. He's, I mean, well, you know what to get him, right?
Yes.
Like, you know the shorts, you know the clothing styles that he would like.
Yeah.
It's just a matter of, like, I don't know, when we, especially going through for the wedding and figuring out what he was going to wear for a wedding, it was kind of, like, interesting going into the mind of what he thought was, like, formal.
Oh, yeah.
Or what potentially he thought was
Mike thinks that putting anything that has
business casual
pants
dress
on is formal.
Oh, yeah.
If it's not shorts, it's formal for Mike.
And a button-up? Oh, my God. That was, like, holy shit. We're going to the fucking Met Gala right there. That
exactly
was crazy.
Do you think that even when Mike goes to a wedding, even if he's wearing a suit, like a full suit, do you think if you just popped a button, you'd see a 100 Thieves hoodie underneath it.
I think so. Always trying to be comfortable, like Superman. Slappy.
Shorts hanging just up top that you get a little peek of.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Did y'all ever have that stage where you wore shorts under your pants all the time?
No. What?
Excuse me? No,
you have to tell me.
Forget it. Yeah.
I was always, no. I don't
think. Like basketball. Yeah, you're talking about basketball shorts.
I'm talking about basketball.
Yeah. Oh, were you sagging like,
that's different.
Well, or?
That's different.
I was sagging, yes. Yeah, this is in high school when everybody sagged.
That's a big part of that.
dude's foot. That gives everyone a touchstone for what you think when you think shorts. Because yeah. I thought late 90s cargo shorts that like came down to you. I was like, they were practically pants to begin with because they were so baggy.
I don't know for what reason in high school I always had to be ready to play basketball or play a sport. But also,
at
like,
anytime.
It was like that, though. Because, like, I do remember taking off the pants all the time and be like, all right, cool. Like, it's time to stop on the court.
Ready
let's play.
To go. Ready
yeah.
To go.
Yeah, that would be the last thing that I wanted to do in high school. I'd be like, what would allow me to play trumpet fastest? That's what I would wear.
And what would that be? What would that?
Whatever I was wearing. Usually the mid-90s cargo pants.
Mm. Oh,
like,
yeah, yeah.
Like, keep my mouthpiece in the, just right here.
Like, do you think you could pick up a trumpet right now?
You think I could pick one up?
Do you think you can do it?
Yeah.
Do you think a trumpet?
And play.
You've brought one in before, right?
Oh.
Do you have it at home? Remember.
I do have it at home, yeah. In fact, I've been meeting.
Gotten rid of it?
I've been meaning to.
You what trumpet about, number is this?
You want to talk about like the ongoing like counter in my uh-huh. wife's head of how many days it's been up in our little closet? Mm-hmm. And let me tell you, I don't live in a very big place, so closet space is like a commodity here.
Yeah.
So to have a case that's this big, roughly, taking up that much space where any number of other things could be, it's a point of contention in our household.
I'm surprised it's not here.
Kevin wants me to bring it in and
I
play
I
want to
live with Andy's so guitars.
Absolutely.
Well, what I was thinking about doing was taking it mm-hmm. and putting it on top of Andy's chair with the rest of the junk that he's got underneath his
right
desk.
Next to the expired right. chips.
Oh, no, right we opened the chips yesterday.
Yeah, you know where it is now? Right, open what? Bag sitting on the table that's been open since yesterday.
That's awesome.
Now
that's
they're
some good
definitely
stuff.
Stale.
I mean, they were stale yesterday. Yeah, they were stale. Like, you know, you ever open a bag of popcorn and you're like, I don't know. The crunch factor is just not right there.
I'm disappointed in you, Nick, because you're the person that I feel like you and I were pretty aligned and like, okay, it's people say it's stale. It's not really stale. Oh, people say it's cold. It's fine. That was not stale.
I'm going to stop you for a sec. I'm going to stop you for a sec. If it's Nick Scarpino, 11 o'clock at night, watching whatever I'm watching on Netflix,
Insecure.
And those chips are in there, I'm going to hammer those chips.
Fuck yeah.
I don't give a shit. If that's
Insecure.
Yeah, he's watching.
Wait, are you watching Insecure?
Finally started watching it last
year. Dude, I just got back to watching Insecure also.
It's so
good. Just finished season two. That show is so fucking good.
No spoilers. I'm like five up. I watched
Insecure. It's been on my list forever.
I think you would like Insecure, yeah.
You would love it. It's one of those things where I fired it up and I was like, I'm just going to, because I can't watch. I've been watching too many episodes of Frasier. I'm like,
the new one?
What's that?
The new one or the old one?
No, the old one. I just went back down a rabbit hole. I like comfort food at night with my shows where it's just something dumb where I know it's going to be replicable. Like Suits, you know, all that, you know, same thing over and over again. So I'm always reticent to like go into an Insecure because I'm like, this is a real show. Okay, this is gonna be good. It's gonna have like, it's gonna have laughs. It's gonna be dramatic. It's gonna be a real thing that I'm really gonna get dedicated to. But it's gonna take energy. So finally, I was like, I'll just give it one episode. And I'm six episodes in. 1 o'clock in the morning. I'm like, I gotta stop watching this show. I just got to the point where I don't want to spoil her. Never spoilers.
Okay.
Forget it. Okay. It's really, really good. You'll like it. Uh-huh. And I'm kicking myself for not watching it when it was actually on. I guess it's still on HBO Max, but yeah, I should have supported it while it was rolling out live.
Making new episodes, though,
no,
right?
it's all.
No, done. It's done.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's done.
It's a weirdly bingeable show. Because when I watched season one, it was in July and like I was traveling. I was at my sister's place for the week and literally just put on the first episode. It was me, my mom, my sister's baby, and we're just hanging out. She wasn't paying attention to the show.
Like really getting the nuances of Insecure.
Yeah, she was doing her own thing.
Not an active participant in this one.
No, but like legitimately, like the episode just flew by. Like I'm pretty sure I watched that full first season in one sitting, just out of being bored and being in Seattle at my sister's place. And then yeah, like this last week, I was like, oh well, what am I gonna do? It was Thanksgiving break. I didn't have any games to play, so I was like, okay, well. I can watch Attack on Titan or Insecure, and I just ended up going back and forth between both.
I mean,
which is a wild.
That's
whiplash.
A wild.
That's list. A wild. Yeah, that's a juxtaposition right there. I was like, I liked the first episode. Second episode, I'm like, I'm starting to understand the characters a little bit more. Like, you're starting to learn, you know, get to know them. It wasn't until she does the rap at the open mic.
Oh yeah.
And the specific subject matter of that rap that I was like, okay. This show's really, really good.
Yeah.
Really, really good.
It's wild because Issa Rae got her start on YouTube. And I remember before Insecure, she had this YouTube series called Awkward Black Girl. And that was one that was introduced to me by my older sisters. And that YouTube series is basically just Insecure, like a YouTube version of Insecure.
Yeah.
And I didn't realize until, I started watching it recently. I'm like, oh, yeah, like this is more of that. And yeah, like even the rap stuff that she does in Insecure, she does the same exact stuff. In that YouTube series, she has like recurring characters. There's one character who's like a most side of side characters, but she's like one of the people that works at the school. She's like her best friend in Awkward Black Girl. And so like there's this like weird lineage of, oh yeah, watch this older obscure YouTube thing. Obscure now has like probably a million views or whatever, but like at the time, obscure YouTube thing.
Right.
And now like I'm seeing the fruits. It's like if we ended up making a Kind of Funny podcast, the TV show that got picked up.
Finally.
Oh man, finally. Where it belongs. Where it belongs. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to keep going with this podcast. Before we do, we're going to take a break to tell you about our sponsors.
This episode is brought to you by Shady Rays. Tis the season of giving. Get the perfect gift for a special someone, yourself or both. Our friends at Shady Rays have you covered with premium polarized shades and quick swap snow goggles that won't break the bank. Shady Rays is an independent sunglasses company that offers an unrivaled product that's just as good as any expensive pair we've worn. Y'all know I've been outside in the sun a lot playing Pokemon Go, and it's such a great experience wearing Shady Rays when I'm out and about looking dope. And that's not all. Every pair of sunglasses is backed by lost or broken replacements. If you lose or break your pair, even on day one, they told us they will send you a brand new pair, no questions asked. Exclusively for our listeners, Shady Rays is giving out a very merry deal for the season. You can go to shadyrays.com, use code KINDOFUNNY for 50% off 2+ pairs of polarized sunglasses. Try for yourself the shades rated 5 stars by over 250,000 people by going to shadyrays.com, using code KINDOFUNNY, and you'll get 50% off 2 or more pairs of polarized sunglasses.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Okay.
I got some.
Yes.
Since we're talking about vision boards, I have something that's on my vision board that I'm just conceptualizing now.
Okay.
But I put this out into the ether a couple weeks ago, and it is starting to come into fruition. I talked on Twitter about how I want to become a board game influencer a tabletop influencer, I should say.
Oh.
Yeah. Mainly board games and card games. Maybe could get into a TTRPG, but that's
this is exciting.
Yeah. Like that side of it is a bit more hardcore for me, but like. I realized recently how much I genuinely really enjoy card games and really enjoy board games. And I put that out online, and I got hit up by 2 different people. Mm. I got hit up by, I believe it's The Op Games, which is a board game retailer that they sell a bunch of board games. And I also got hit up by a friend at Skybound, and both of them were like, yo, you know, we heard you want to be an influencer. We'll send you a bunch of stuff. Like, you know, go check out our stuff. Like, you know, well, we got you. And so right now at my desk, I got delivered just a buttload of board games. A buttload of board games.
This is so exciting.
Yeah.
I love this.
Could we please play them in the office?
Well, my pitch for this episode of the Kind of Funny podcast.
To only me, by the way, not to Nick, not to anybody else. He just was like,
I needed the encouragement.
Yeah.
I looked to you for encouragement.
That's
you know?
Fair. That's fair.
But he also likes to tear you down, which is weird. It's like a high low.
Yeah.
But I turned to Roger. I was like, yo, what if we played some Marvel Trivial Pursuit?
Oh, I love that.
Podcast.
Go get it.
I can get it right now.
Go get it.
I don't know if we have time for a full game, but.
No, we can start it off.
Go through the questions. All right, let's
do
it. Right?
Yeah, we can just see. We can do a couple rounds of questions. Because I love Trivial Pursuit, and I'll tell you why. Well, Blessing's grabbing that.
I can get it.
Good call. We have a
As soon as you left, I was going to look at Nick and be like, let's just finish the podcast by the time he comes back. Let's just be done.
I love Trivial Pursuit. Trivial Pursuit is a very nostalgic thing for me. So when I went to college, I went to college at Irvine. Graduated in 2002, which is well before any of you guys were born. I don't know. When were you born?
I was 3.
Okay, cool.
Jesus.
But we didn't really have
a lot of...
You know
what's bad when Blessing is like, damn, really?
I didn't really drink a lot. We'd drink like once a week, and that would be the party thing. But I was like, I didn't really admit to myself that I didn't really like drinking that much until way later in life. But what I'd love to do is we used to go to... I think it was a place called Cafe Ruba. I don't know if you remember this or not.
No.
It might have been well before you were down there. but they were open till like 2007. It was the only coffee shop that was open till like 2 o'clock in the morning, like a bar. And we would sit outside in the hot Southern California nights and play Trivial Pursuit and smoke cigarettes and drink coffee.
Awesome.
And it was so fun. It was one of my favorite memories from college,
this
which is really
dope.
Sad. This is awesome.
Yeah, right. Also,
Trivial Pursuit, the Infinity Saga, the Infinity Ultimate Saga. Edition.
It was all the shit we care about.
Blessing, we just got a new coffee table. And the top is split and flips open, so it doubles in size. Whoa. And Katie and I have been like, we need to do board games.
I was hanging
nights.
Out with Katie because we were coming back from volleyball. Mm-hmm. And she was like, oh, yeah, I want to do board games. And I was like, oh, cool. Like, what board games are you into? Because, you know, I got Exploding Kittens. I got, you know, Munchkins. I got Codenames.
Oh, no.
And she's like, I don't know what any of those are. And I'm like, what board games do you play? And she's like,
Monopoly?
Yeah, Monopoly. Yeah.
She has one.
Life.
Suits and Ladders. Yeah.
She has one that's like a weed-themed Candyland called Ganja Land.
Okay.
And that's the God only game that we have in our new house right now.
I hope Katie has become such a character in the narrative of Kind of Funny that when by the time I met her, because I think I met her now twice, but I really hung out with her, I think, at the Square Pie Guys event.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, you're every bit as great as I was hoping you would
yeah,
be.
Yeah, she's a fan this. Favorite.
Just every bit
Gia
as
was
great.
Just being like, because we all moved recently, and she's like, I'm glad we're keeping Katie in the family.
I love it. All right, so how are we going to do this? Let's do this.
I also don't know the rules to Trivial Pursuit.
Yeah, you...
Oof. I mean, I don't
like
think
point,
it's that hard.
Yeah, no, I think it's pretty
you
simple.
You just have to fill all your pie pieces.
But why not just grab the cards?
Yeah, we could just do the cards. We don't actually have to do the cards.
Well, we can just lay it out so people can see it. Yeah,
that is really cool.
Fucking sick, dude.
I think you get a pie pan, if memory serves correctly, and you have to get... I think you have to answer a question on each one of the colored gems.
Yeah, so
and
I think
you get
what
a
it,
corner of the pie pan, and then you go to the middle, you answer one final question, you win it.
I watched a quick WikiHow video I sent to Roger.
You have to keep going around until you get all the colors.
Right, you have to roll the dice, and you have to keep going around until you get all the colors.
Yeah.
But you have to land on
that's
the
cool,
square.
That's cool, so you have to get all the stones in this.
Yeah.
Right?
So yeah, you get the 6 infinity stones. So yeah, I believe when you land on a stone, somebody draws a question, they ask the question, and then if you get the question right, you get to go again.
Right.
Now, we don't have to do all that. We could
I bet you the
around.
Questions get like really, really hyper-specific.
Oh, I mean, so I used to play... I didn't actually fall in love with Trivial Pursuit until I played like a more, because there's eras of it.
Yeah.
My parents had an old version of Trivial Pursuit where it was like... 1900 to 1960.
Yeah.
And it was all, I mean, it's pop culture stuff too, but you're like, I don't fucking know anything about Bob Hope. Like, I was like, I don't know any of this stuff. So it wasn't until you got like a themed version of Trivial Pursuit that you're it's in your bag.
Yeah.
That you're like, oh, this game fucking rocks.
Mm-hmm. It's pretty cool.
I mean, it's
Maybe
just
this
a trivia
is the beginning
game.
Of why I like trivia stuff.
It's possible. Also, Blessing, where do you come down on old school card games like Hearts or Spades or any of those things? Because those
like
used
Solitaire.
To be. Solitaire.
I don't know if you count solitaire, but like
I wouldn't necessarily. Really. It doesn't have a competitive nature unless you're competing with yourself.
Okay,
one
fair.
Would say is actually you're always just competing with yourself.
Did you ever play Egyptian Rat Screw?
I'm familiar with that.
Yeah, that one.
That's got a couple names to it, right?
I think it's one of those ones that has a couple names. But I played that one quite a bit with my sisters. Spoons. It's pretty fun. I don't know if you consider that old school, but like
Spoons.
Yeah.
I'm not familiar with that.
It's one where like you pass cards along, and
in piles of four, right?
Well, if you collect four of the same, I think you're like passing one at a time. And if you collect four of the same number, then there's a bunch of spoons in the middle of the table.
Ah.
You grab a spoon and then wait for other people to notice that you grabbed a spoon. And then like everybody, like as soon as they see you grab a spoon, they have to grab one.
Ah.
And the last person who doesn't grab a spoon, because there's one less spoon than the amount of people, they're out.
They're out.
And it just
like duck, goose. So
that's a pretty fun one.
Tell you what, I played some Uno over Thanksgiving break. Dominated my in-laws.
Dude.
We played
dominated.
So good. We played Skippo and we played Phase 10 over Thanksgiving, which are my faves.
I'm a fucking beast at Uno, bro. Like, you put me in the room, I'm destroying.
Dude, I haven't played Uno in forever, and it turns out I've been playing Uno the wrong way my entire
Everyone
life.
Is. Well, how are you doing it wrong?
There's house
I
rules.
I never
know?
Read the rules. So I just went off whatever I felt like the card said, but there's specific things for each card that like you're allowed to do and you're not allowed to do, and when you're allowed to play each card. If you go off the actual rules of Uno, like the draw four card, there's you can challenge it.
Yeah.
Which I didn't know. That's an example of like if someone says, oh, I'm gonna play this draw four card on you or whatever it is, you can go, I challenge that. And if they have a color of a card they could have played, then they have to draw four. It's just shit like that where it's like, well, and then we had a weird version of the deck where you could draw you write your own shit in.
Yeah.
So I was like, we're not doing that.
No.
Throw those fucking cards away.
No, it's not even throw cards away. Just let them be wild cards. Because if my anxiety, because I don't like filling out forms, because I'm always worried I'm going to mess something up and then have to scribble it in. And then it's not the check.
Is it a misspelling thing? Or is it just,
I don't like
my
handwriting.
Do you not like Yahtzee?
I don't know that I've played Yahtzee a lot.
Yahtzee's like a staple. Yeah.
Yeah.
And you have to get like so many you have to get all of the things on the list, but then if you don't have them, you have to like put a zero. And you have to play like, oh, do I think I can roll a full house worth of dice, or do I put a zero there? That's really hard.
Oh, see, that just feels like it's British, and I don't want to deal with that.
No, it's so fun.
Like it's British.
You know, anything with dice and a thing seems British.
Yeah. If you like spoons, have you ever played Nerds?
No.
Oh, we gotta play Nerds.
What's Nerds?
It's, you have like a bunch of decks of cards. You have one deck of cards per person, and you're trying to get all of the suits or all of the numbers back together in piles of four. But you, so you're like trading cards, and you have piles of four that you're passing around and stuff like that. It's really fun.
One of the games I liked a lot was BS.
Oh, yeah.
We played that over Thanksgiving, too. It's real fun.
Yeah, BS is real fun.
BS is fun.
There was one that, like, I think it has different names, but I believe we called it Jackpot, where you have teams of two, and you would have, you and your partner would have to, like, figure out a secret sign that you would, like, signal to each other.
Mm.
And it's, like, a similar concept of Spoons, where you're passing cards along. But, yeah, once you get the four of the same card, you have to like give your teammate like the specific like sign that you guys came up with. Mm-hmm. And if somebody else catches it and they say jackpot, you lose a point.
Roger, which,
like,
this is gonna be our sign. It.
we're just gonna drink our water real
quick. Yeah, we're gonna be the water boys, just guzzle it. Did you guys ever play Asshole?
What?
Oh.
This sounds vaguely familiar.
It's got other names.
Excuse me.
It's got way other names, but we used to call it Asshole in high school, which is basically like I forget the actual mechanics of the game, but at the end of every game, if you won, the next round you get two of the lowest person's cards, or two, I'm sorry, the lowest person, he gives you his two high cards, you give him your two low cards, and then the middle does one and one, and then the person who's the last out is the asshole. So basically, you're always, if you lose the first round, you're kind of fucked, because there's no way for you to climb back up to it, because you're constantly giving your highest cards to people above you.
Interesting.
It was really fun.
That's fun.
Like you got to be king, like whoever was top was like king, and then the bottom was asshole.
Did you ever do poker? Play poker, anybody?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did like online poker a little bit.
Yeah. I do a lot of video games.
I used to like playing like a 5-card draw. Cause my parents had the chip set, which I always thought was cool. I was like, gambling. I'm such an adult. And then Texas Hold'em came around. I was like, this is too complicated.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It came out when you were like around? Like, what are you talking about?
No.
Relevant.
How old were you when they
got a flyer out?
I honestly don't know the answer to this.
Yeah.
Nick, it was a big deal. I remember what you were talking about. Yeah,
I think when they started televising the World Series.
When did you know Texas? Did you
I
know
thought
Texas
it was just always.
I thought it was always a thing.
No, there's like that's a bunch wild. Of different versions. That's
crazy. So the main poker, there's two card game poker things that were in my sphere of like understanding when I was younger, going in all the way to the point where I was 21 years old in Vegas, right? Blackjack and 5-card either stud or draw. Yeah. 5-card stud being you get 5 cards, that's what you deal with. 5-card draw meaning you can turn in as up to like 4 if you have an ace, whatever. So when imagine how crazy it was for me when Casino Royale came out and they played Texas Hold'em, I was like, what?
Yeah.
What is this weird new poker game? And people are like, dude, that's been around forever. I'm like, well, why was it never popular? When I just never knew it was a thing. The 2000s, okay, that's when the popularity hit. But how old is the game?
Due to exposure on television. I think it's because of the World Series.
The World Series of Poker. That makes a lot of sense.
Oh yeah.
There's, used to play all the time. That's like every holiday at my grandma's house. The dinner table gets cleared. My great grandma used to bring in all the poker chips, and like all the adults would be playing poker.
Putting up real money.
Everybody, everybody keeps all their poker chips in like old tofu containers because that's what we do in Japanese families. Apparently,
that's sick.
Awesome.
And just playing poker.
That's awesome.
Fun stuff.
I tried at least for about 3 holiday seasons to get my parents to play dominoes with me.
Oh, Mexican train?
What?
Mexican train?
Excuse me?
I don't know what that is.
Oh, it's a dominoes game.
Oh, I just mean, my only reference for dominoes is just straight up like start and then you add the points and then whoever's last
is
out.
Is that Mexican train?
Is that Mexican train? What
no,
is that?
Mexican train I have to get explained to me every time we play because I played for like 3 years.
Oh, it's...
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, no. I just... You have the centerpiece and you go. But I used to love playing... Like in college, we played dominoes as well because my brother used to love playing with his friends. So when they'd come out or whatever, we'd party. It would just be a really fun like into the evening, smoking cigarettes, drinking, whatever, dominoes. And I tried to get my parents to do that. I was like, oh, we're going to sit down. We're going to play dominoes. What I forgot was that my mom can't handle anytime my dad does something stupid. And I've never seen them argue more than when my dad tried to play something and like could have gotten more points. And I was like, you know what, guys, I'm going to take this dominoes. Take these out of your
we're
hands for now.
We can't do that.
But I would love if I had way more time in my life to make your house the Domino's house, where we come over and like everyone just convenes after everything we've done on a Saturday night. You come over at like 1 o'clock in the morning and we just rage until 4 a.m. smoking
and playing Mexican
train. Playing Mexican train.
I love that.
Hell yeah.
You guys ready for a speedy Trivial Pursuit round?
Let's do it, ladies.
So the twist that I'm putting on it to make it very fast is I'm just going to read the trivia questions and then you say your own name to buzz in.
Okay.
And then you answer.
Okay.
I wish we had a buzzer system, but well, you know.
We do.
We literally do.
I wish we had a buzzer system, you know?
Yeah.
But you say your own name to buzz in. We can do like first to three right answers.
Okay.
Okay.
I love this. Cool. This is fun.
All right. And you can buzz in at any time.
How confident do you
feel? You got to cover the back, right?
How confident do you two feel in Marvel trivia?
I don't know. I know.
Pretty confident. It's Infinity Saga.
It's Infinity Saga, so fairly confident.
MCU.
But that's a lot of cards.
I know everything.
Oh, yeah.
It's a lot of, this is getting detailed.
All right. Question one. Which type of ants can conduct electricity?
Scott, the ants.
Which type of ants can conduct
electricity? See, this is a perfect question. I don't know the answer, but I should know the answer. That's Trivial Pursuit. Yeah, it's from Ant-Man.
I almost said Ziggy, which is the name of my Alexa. I think I'm dying. Roger.
Roger, what's up?
Fire.
That's incorrect.
All right, listen, you don't forget it. I'm just going to say it wrong.
Joey.
Carpenter ants?
That's incorrect.
Wow.
I'll just ask with the red ants.
Man.
Oh, the answer is crazy ants.
Yeah. Okay. They have all the different types.
That's super vague. I wouldn't even know that's a Marvel question.
No.
Welcome to the pursuit.
They're Marvel adjacent.
All right, let's do this one. Man, these are kind of tough, actually.
It's true pursuit. It's hard.
Okay, here's this one. Who tells Thanos, yep, we're all kinds of stubborn?
Oh.
Quote, yep. We're all kinds of stubborn. Who tells Thanos?
I'll say Nick.
Nick.
Captain America.
Incorrect.
Roger.
Roger.
Tony Stark.
That is correct.
Yes.
Oh, it is Tony Stark.
I rewatched that.
That's 1 point for Roger.
I was trying to say it in the parlance. I'm like, I know it's not Captain America, but Roger's going to beat me to this. So I just wagered a guess.
Next one. Who is the stalwart protector who safeguards the Bifrost?
Oh, Tyrion Lannister.
Not the...
Roger.
Roger.
Heimdall. His name?
Oh, I was thinking the star where he made the thing.
I read that one before beginning.
You have to say your name to buzz it.
I'm just saying the answer.
I don't think his real answer was Lannister.
No, I was trying to remember the name of what Tyrion Lannister, where he's like the dwarf that's a giant.
That's Stormbreaker.
Stormbreaker, yeah.
These are some deep cut questions. Holy cow.
Yeah, this is some Tim shit.
Like, there's like some that are very top level and some. So I'll do another top level one. Who is the Winter Soldier?
Joey. Bucky Barnes.
That is correct. Oh, shit.
Oh, no.
Oh, God.
Well, I think so. If I'm not mistaken, in Trivial Pursuit, the colors used to match the theme or whatever it was. Mm. So it was like history, pop culture, actors, whatever. I don't know if it's the same here.
Oh, yeah. I wonder. It probably says in the rules that we didn't read.
Yeah. I'm guessing like whatever one you just read was like a question about a character or an actor who played the character.
Yeah. And I wonder if it's like because the different colors or the different Infinity Stones.
That's actually pretty clever.
Specific thing. Let's see. Who tells Tony Stark he is the one who Ultron hates the most?
Vision.
You gotta buzz in to say your name.
Nick. Vision.
Nick says Vision. That is correct.
Wow.
That's a point toward Nick. So what? It's Roger 2, Joy 1, Nick 1.
I should have gotten Heimdall.
Roger's on game point. Thinking.
You went like this, and it freaked me out. I had to answer.
Here's another one. While Maria Hill says Sokovia is nowhere special, what does she say is special about Sokovia?
Ooh. Nick. It's heart.
No.
I know.
Fuck, that was really good.
I thought you were right for a second. I was like, oh, snap. I gotta go.
Fuck.
Anybody else?
I have no clue.
Roger. It's Roger. Like the center of the universe. Shit. I don't know. Maybe that's why Ultron went there.
It's on the way to everywhere special.
Pretty close. Pretty close. Center of the universe. Think about
that. Man, I tell you what, they did Maria Hill bad. Should have been everything.
Oh, she's
throwing that out there.
Upsetting.
Here's another one. Who creates Spider-Man's second suit?
I mean, Nick. I'll say Happy. Or it was Spider-Man.
Yeah, no,
it's not Happy.
What?
Okay.
Joey? Is it Iron Man?
It is Iron Man. I think the thing is that the first suit was his.
He gave him the Iron Spider.
Yeah.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
Well, I also think they might be referring to like his raggedy, like self-made suit as his first suit.
And then the actual
second suit was Iron Man.
Right. See, you got it. These are thinkers, Roger.
Yeah, real thinkers. Holy shit.
This is a fun one.
Right now it's 2-2-1. Nick has one. Who shot Anthony the Ant?
Oh.
Who shot Anthony
the Roger.
Ant? Roger.
Yellow Jacket. Is that his name?
Darren Cross. That is correct. Darren's that is correct. Oh, Roger, congratulations. Oh, that's crazy. Congratulations, Roger.
There it is. Roger has won our trivia.
Shout out to Op Games for setting Trivial Pursuit.
That's fun.
We got to play this for reals, though.
Yeah.
I'm down.
That was really fun.
Maybe, yeah, we could do it either on stream or just as friends.
After work,
not everything has to be content.
Isn't that weird? Isn't that weird? Do you guys feel that you need to make everything content?
Oh, yeah.
In your lives?
Everything in my life, everything I do, I'm just like, what if? What if it's content? Like, so what if I figure out a TikTok side?
That's why I'm glad nobody brings a camera to volleyball or soccer.
Oh, I'm shocked that hasn't made
it. Well, Mike tried to do it with soccer, and then I like yelled at him. I was like, no, we're not doing that. This is the one thing we have. Yeah. Like, let us, you could talk about it afterwards, but let's do this.
Wait, so just to catch me up on this.
Yeah.
It went baseball or softball. Then it went soccer, which we all agree will never happen again.
No, it's going to happen.
It's going to happen.
We all love soccer. Just
maybe one or two people won't participate.
Okay.
Roger is the one or two people.
Yeah.
And then volleyball is the newest thing. How far are we into the volleyball?
We're one game in. Fucking dominated that first game of volleyball. It was incredible.
That feels good.
Okay. Yeah, no, it was crazy because on the way home, I was talking about how I don't know if I can go back to losing again after this. Like winning felt so good.
Yeah.
But do you think it felt so good because you guys had lost so many times in a row?
Yeah.
I think the
build up. The lows make the highs feel so much higher.
Yeah, like there's an edging joke here that I can find, but that's basically what it felt like. By the time we finally got there to the win, it felt magnificent.
Yeah.
It was that. I think it was the fact that the way they do it is best 2 out of 3 games for volleyball. And so the first game we fucking demolished. It was great. Second game more competitive. Like they got their stuff together. They stepped it up. And so they were winning for most of the second game. But at the end of the second game, our star player, that I'm deeming him, Jackie, this man can serve. Like this man knows how to play volleyball. When I first got there, I saw him because he was on our team, and I was like, this guy is built for sports. Like this guy looks like he knows how to play a sport or two. And we started doing the thing where we started just hitting the volleyball back and forth, just as practice, just as warm up. And I could tell by his form, I was like, guy has the stuff. Yeah. I think this guy's gonna take a very
ball. Just get him the ball. Yeah. Get him the ball no matter what.
And like it was the thing where, by the time we got into the game, you know how volleyball works where it's 6v6 when you get the ball back, right? When you score, there's a rotation that happens and you kind of you rotate clockwise. Everybody has their own position, their own area that they're covering. Wherever Jackie is, he is covering like more than his area. Yeah. Like it's like a strong, like 60% larger area that he's covering compared to everybody else. And like it could come off as like, oh man, this guy's doing too much or whatever. But He's so good that I'm like, no, Jackie, keep doing your thing.
Yeah.
Because that's what's going
to
lead us.
He's got the stuff to back it up.
Yeah, like that's what's going to keep us, or that's what's going to take us to the championship. Yeah, he has the skill to actually back up the effort he's putting in. So,
do you think going to the championship?
So here's the tough thing, right? I think what's going to hold us back is the consistency. Because this week is Game Awards. Our games usually happen Thursday evenings. And so I'm out. Mike's out. I got an email the other day. Jackie's out.
Heartbreak.
And so, it's going to be a bit of a smaller crew.
Last night, Katie came here to pick me up before we went to Costco. Think she might have recruited Cool Greg to come on
Thursday. Cool Greg seems like might actually get recruited to play volleyball on Thursday.
I mean, he's got the height for it.
He's got the perfect height. He's very athletic. I don't know if he's ever played volleyball, so I think that might be the one thing. But
soccer didn't stop him, though.
No, that's the thing. He was really good at soccer. Yeah. And so if he's able to adapt that well for soccer, I think volleyball is easy to adapt to. Really, the only thing you got to get used to is, how to hit the ball.
The bumps. Yeah.
The bumps, the sets, the spikes.
Yeah.
I don't know if Cool Greg's going to be, spiking in his first volleyball game.
Yeah. He can get a little tip in, though, you know?
And, a block. You know? I think it'll be hard to hit over him, so.
Cool Greg, also very good at basketball.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why.
So I feel like basketball and volleyball are, kissing cousins a little bit, Or it's, kind of, there's a lot of jumping, there's a lot of nets involved. I know nothing about balls. Sports. A lot of balls. Now, here's the real question I have for you. How's old Snowbike Mike faring on this? Is he good at volleyball?
He's cool. He's good.
That means no.
He's good.
Blessing, you don't understand how I drive this podcast, okay? Right off the cliff. We're talking shit about everyone.
When anybody's next to Jackie, it's hard for you to look good. And like Jackie was just killing
it. Well,
that's
so funny because I got a text message from Mike that same day. He's like, man, I'm the greatest ever at volleyball. Man, this is what I was meant to be doing. I'm incredible at it.
Everybody in our team is good. That's also the other thing is that like there's not a weak link on our team. Everyone on our team is fire. Just like soccer. There's not a weak link on our team.
I think we found out what that weak having a weak link take care of itself.
About all of this is Thursday night. Mike and Katie come home. They're talking. Mike's coming in. Joey, I found it. This is it. I'm the greatest player of all time. Katie's looking at me behind him. She's being like, questionable. But they got points.
Yeah. Like, we all did good. Like, that's the thing is we all killed it. You know, Jackie killed it more than the others. But like, we all came through. We all performed. You know, like, Mike did great. He did great. He did great. Yeah, he did great. Yeah.
That octave. That octave's pretty telling.
I will say, Mike is the team captain. Yeah,
so you don't want to talk shit about the team captain. He might kick you out.
Yeah, is he the actual team captain?
He's the actual team captain this time. Oh. He's not just stealing it from somebody else. But he's the actual team captain. And, you know, like, part of the team captain's duties, right, is like the administrative
stuff.
I know this because I was a soccer team captain. When I first signed up for soccer, I just signed up. When you sign up to the website, you sign up, like, you and your friends as, like, groups or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then the website will automatically determine teams based on, like, how it matches people up. And so I signed us up for soccer, and it did our team. I was automatically captain because I signed up a big group, and I signed us up as Blessings Group. So I had to email them and be like, hey, can you like change our name to, you know, like something better? Fun. Yeah, like I changed it to FC Hammer was our soccer name. Nice. Our group for volleyball still has the default name that Mike signed us up as.
Which is?
It's just called Daily City.
Awesome.
This is called Daily
Stuff. That's awesome.
That's sick.
And I'm like, oh man, can we have a cooler name? Can we do something about that? But I also feel like going to Mike and being like, hey, can you send an email? Is going to be such a
uphill challenge. Mike's strength is not any of the administrative. Mm-hmm.
Mike's a doer. Mike's a doer, not a thinker.
Yeah. When he's on the court, oh my God, he's great.
That was the surprising thing, real talk, before we wrap this up. Mike, when we played the basketball game, look, Mike talks a lot.
Really?
And he talks a lot of shit. And he talks himself up to the point where, like, do I believe that he ran a half marathon? I'd like to believe it because Mike is so convincing about it, right? I want to believe in Mike, right? But I didn't. The proof was in the pudding. When we played that basketball game, he turned it on for like 1 second, and I was like, me and Andy with the 2v2 basketball game with Cool G.
Oh yeah.
And Mike was on my team, and Mike turned it on for 1 second and got this like competitive fire in his eye and like checked Cool G and put it up there, and he came back down and he took a look at me, and I was like, he saw the horror in my eyes of like, oh wow, you are like, you legit are a competitor when it comes to this stuff. And I saw him literally go back into his brain and turn that switch back off. He was like, I can't be hip checking people on the court. This is fun. These are my coworkers. I love them. So it doesn't surprise me that he's actually a really good athlete.
He wants to be
An interesting feeling seeing that side of him. But for volleyball, man, I want to come out to one of these.
Dude, come through. Come spectate. Yeah.
Is it Thursday night?
Thursday nights.
All right. Maybe I'll come through.
It's pretty fun. It's honestly a really good time.
Going to their
time.
Games is fun.
Really good vibes.
I mean, it
is a fun time.
Yeah.
I will say, the one thing that I feel like as a team we got to unite on is like, hey, you know, serving overhand, cool thing to do, of
under.
Course.
We go under.
Just go under. Just go underhand.
Because so
we're losing so many points. Just people thinking that they can do the overhand serve.
People trying to like throw it up and jump serve.
Oh, no. Which Jackie was doing, and Jackie was nailing it every single time.
If he can do it, he can do it.
Yeah. Like, he's jumping up. He's like fucking doing like the Michael Jordan stance in the air as he's serving the ball. Yeah.
Dude.
Jackie's incredible. But we're not all Jackie.
What I used to do the few times that I played in like junior high was you do this, you take it, and then you just hit it. But when I had friends, because I had friends in college that were like legit played for the college volleyball team, which first off, I was like, that blows my mind. I didn't know we had a college volleyball team. Fucking wild.
Everybody not a huge sports.
No, then we had like we had a good basketball team. But these guys, dude, they do the running shit.
Oh.
Where they get the running. Bam! And you just hear that slap, and it's just like a straight dart right to the ground on the other side. It's very impressive and very athletic. It's something I know I will never, ever, ever, ever be able to do.
To the championship question, right over while we're going to get there, I will say, so Katie had done a volleyball league before with like a team of killers, apparently. Like, that team was great. And one of the people that walked in, like toward the end of our game, I think he was like waiting for the next game to start. Katie leans over to us and she's like, oh, I know that guy. And we're like, oh, what's up? She's like, that guy's like fucking, like, he's good. He's really good. Yeah.
He's D1.
As she's saying this, I couldn't help but to feel like we're at the start of a volleyball film, like a sports film, where it's like, no, you don't understand. Like, that guy's a star.
That's the one.
Like, we're going to get smoked. And I'm like, what? We just won this first game. You know, we're going to do great. She's like, no, you don't understand.
You guys are the underdogs.
Yeah, like, he's him. And I'm like, oh, snap. All right, cool. And so we'll see when we get there, like, when we go up against that team, because I don't know, man. Like, they might come through and humble us a little bit. But for now, we're having a good time.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, stay tuned to the Kind of Funny podcast as the weeks go on, because we're going to get updates from Snowbike Mike and Blessing on their how they progress through this intramural volleyball league. Everyone's taking it so serious. I love it. You know, we'll be back next week, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you guys so much for joining us. Thank you all the patrons watching live. I see the hagglers there. I see Infinite Corpse. I see a bunch of people. Like, nice to see you guys' names. If you guys want to support us over on Patreon, go over to patreon.com/kindoffunny and back us at any of those tiers. You get to watch those live. You get all the ad-free stuff. It's all fun and games. Until next week, it's been our pleasure to serve you. Love you. Bye.